Hey, hey. Welcome to States of Decay. I have opened my monster. I have fed and walked the dog. The cats are eating. Everyone is fat and happy. So this is States of Decay. This is my very first attempt at a podcast, so stick with me. So I decided that I'm going to go through the states alphabetically. So instead of going through murders alphabetically, like A is for axe, B is for bludgeoning, C is for something, some sort of death murder. I'm going to go through the states alphabetically and pick a crime or a murder or a disaster or something from that state and tell you the story. Choking. That's a C. Anywho. So this is going to be a fun road trip, we'll say. It's going to be an interesting one, I hope. And hopefully, a lot of you will come along with me. So, first up, Alabama. So I kind of picked an interesting one for my first one. He's not straight out of Alabama. More of his stuff happened in Georgia, but he's got a connection to Alabama, and it's my podcast, so I do what I want. So I picked Eric Rudolph, and he is most known for the bombing in 1996 at the Summer Olympic Games in Atlanta, which was his first bombing that I could find. So he went big instead of going home, which he should have done. So excuse me if you hear me flipping through my notes, or if you hear my dog going crazy. He's only 6 months old and he's still learning to live with the cats, so if you hear a ruckus, that would be him. On to the podcast. So, Eric Rudolph, he was born in 1966 in Merritt Island, Florida. I could not find a whole lot about his childhood. It's just one little paragraph on Murderpedia, which is where I got most of my information. Murderpedia.org. It's a pretty fantastic website. If you have never been on it and you love true crime, check it out. You can narrow by state, you can narrow by male, female, county, country, like anything you want. Google a name, and if they have done a murder, they're going to be on Murderpedia. Murderpedia.org. So donate to Wikipedia.org if you can, .com, if you can. Anything helps. Anyway, Eric Rudolph. So born in 66. His father died when he was 15 in 1981, and his mother took him and his siblings to North Carolina, where he grew up, where he dropped out of school, where he got his GED. He joined the army, got kicked out of the army for marijuana use. And that's about all I could find for his early life. So nothing too extreme, too exciting, but I'm sure things happened to make him him. So like I said, the bombing at the Olympics was his first one. So July 27th, 1996, he made a backpack bomb with three pipe bombs in it, and he put it at Centennial Park, which I guess was like the centerpiece of the Olympics. There was a concert going on late at night, and the bomb exploded, killing only one person, thank God, but injuring more than 100. I think I found 111 people were injured. That's an interesting story, all in itself. You can dive into that more, but I will not be because this is not Georgia. This is Alabama. And that happened in Atlanta. Highlights. So Richard Jewell was a security guard at the Olympics, and he was the first one to find the backpack with the bomb in it, and apparently he saved a lot of people. So if it weren't for him, a lot more than one person would have died at this blast. Alice Hawthorne was the only spectator that died. I guess a piece of shrapnel hit her in the head, and she died pretty quickly. Another person died. He was a cameraman. He was rushing to the scene, and he died of a heart attack on his way. So that death is not attributed to Rudolph, but probably should be. Wouldn't have been rushing to the scene, wouldn't have had a heart attack, wouldn't have died if it wasn't for the bomb. So back to Richard Jewell. He discovered the bomb. He got most of the spectators out of the park before it went off. And he, because of this, was initially investigated by the FBI, and apparently the media went very aggressively after him for being a suspect, even though he was cleared in October of that same year, October 1996. I have not seen it. I believe it was released earlier this month, but Clint Eastwood made a movie about him. I think it's just called Richard Jewell. I love Clint Eastwood movies. I am excited to see that one. If you have seen it, did you love it? Did you hate it? Tell me everything. No spoilers, please. I'm sure I could find out what happened if it's a true story. Anyway, so I love Clint Eastwood movies. I hope that man never dies. I hope he lives forever and keeps making these fantastic movies. After he was captured, which took a while, and we'll get there, Rudolph said this about the bombing at Olympics. In the summer of 1996, the world converged upon Atlanta for the Olympic Games. Under the protection and auspices of the regime in Washington, millions of people came to celebrate the ideals of global socialism. Multinational corporations spent billions of dollars, and Washington organized an army of security to protect these best of all games. Even though the conception and purpose of the so-called Olympic movement is to promote the values of global socialism, as perfectly expressed in the song Imagine by John Lennon, which was the theme of the 1996 Games, even though the purpose of the Olympics is to promote these despicable ideals, the purpose of the attack on July 27th was to confound, anger, and embarrass the Washington government in the eyes of the world for its abominable sanctioning of abortion on demand. The plan was to force the cancellation of the games, or at least create a state of insecurity to empty the streets around the venues and thereby eat into the vast amounts of money invested. And apparently this plan was unsuccessful. The Olympic organizers didn't cancel any of that day's events. The days the bomb went off, everything went out without a hitch. So after that, and like I said, that was his first one, big one, pretty famous one. You can dive into that more. I'm sure the story of Richard Jewell is much more fascinating than what I'm going to get into. After that, he bombed an abortion clinic in Sandy Springs, which is a suburb of Atlanta, still in Georgia, January 16th, 1997. He did that. I could not find if anybody was injured. No one was killed. Then he bombed on February 21st, 1997, so a little more than a month later. The Other Side Lounge was a gay and lesbian nightclub also in Atlanta. 5 people were injured there, but nobody died. Now, hopping over to Alabama, he bombed another abortion clinic in Birmingham, January 29th, 1998, and he killed one person there and severely injured another. So the person that died there was Robert Sanderson, who was an off-duty police officer, and he was security for the abortion clinic. Rudolph put a FedEx box in the front of the building. Sanderson went to go pick it up, and it exploded as soon as he touched it. A nurse, Emily Lyons, was near him when the bomb went off, and she did not die, but she did lose her eyesight and received chronic injuries because of the blast. So after that was his last bombing, thank God. He went on the lam, so he ran to the Appalachian Mountains and spent 5 years there. So he was allegedly, he denies being part of an extremist group called Christian Identity, and they are a white supremacist sect that holds that white Christians are God's chosen people and others will be condemned to hell. He denies being part of that group, but he was connected to the daughter of one of the higher ups in this group, so who knows? So he was first identified as a suspect for the Alabama bombing, February 14th, 1998. So happy Valentine's Day, asshole. Then he was named as a suspect in the three Atlanta bombings on October 14th, 1998. May 5th of 1998, so before he was named as a suspect in Atlanta, he became one of FBI's 10 most wanted, and there was a $1 million reward offered for information leading directly to his arrest. I did not find if anybody got it, because it was a chance encounter that he got arrested. And I'm wondering if the police officer gets it. I mean, nobody gave him information, but he found him. Why shouldn't he get it? Especially because he was a rookie. We'll get into that. So he spent 5 years in the Appalachians. He was thought to have assistance from sympathizers because he was apparently quite the local celebrity during these 5 years. Apparently there was two country songs written about him. I could not find anything about that, the names of the songs, who wrote them, what they said, anything like that. But if you would like to dive more and try, you are more than welcome. Please let me know what you find. But there was a t-shirt that was pretty popular around that area that said "Run, Rudolph, Run." Again, I could not find it. And I think because it's 2 days before Christmas, all I could find were t-shirts that said stuff about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Maybe in a couple months I could find better, but I couldn't find that t-shirt that said that. I did, however, find a t-shirt that said Eric Rudolph Hide and Seek Championship Champion 1996 to 2003, which I thought was funny. And I will put that picture up on Instagram at States of Decay. So, March... Oh, this I found interesting. It baffles me why somebody would do this. And I guess it was to help him, but apparently there's quite a few screws loose in that entire family, because Daniel Randolph, Rudolph, who is Eric's older brother, videotaped himself on March 7th, 1998, cutting off his own hand with an electrical saw to, quote, send a message to the FBI and media. Why? What did that accomplish? You're an idiot. But his hand was successfully reattached, so at least he's got the use of both hands to do more dumb things. So in 2003, he was finally arrested, May 31st, 2003. It was a chance encounter, like I said. A rookie cop saw him scavenging for food behind a Save-A-Lot grocery store, looking for food through the trash, and he was caught. He apparently had some, like, brand new sneakers. His clothes were clean. He was clean shaven, so he probably had some help up there in the mountains. Who knows by whom? Things moved fairly quickly. He was charged on October 14th, 2003. And to avoid the death penalty, he pled guilty April 8th, 2005. Part of that plea deal was to tell police where he had dynamite hidden all over the forests of North Carolina. And so the police went out there and found 250 pounds of dynamite all over the forest. So at least those didn't go off or explode, or a little kid didn't find them on a hike. That would have been awful. So April 13th, 2005, so just a few days after he pled guilty, he explained his actions, and I'm not going to read another one of his quotes because one's enough and no one should care what he has to say because he's a piece of shit. But he did rationalize them as serving the course of an anti-abortion, anti-gay activism. So he's an awesome person, apparently. July 18th, 2005. This is where I found conflicting information. So on July 18th, he was sentenced to life sentences without parole. I found four, and then one said, one article said that he was convicted to two life sentences for the killing of the police officer at the abortion clinic, and then on the next sentences, it was convicted to three life sentences in the Atlanta bombing. So that's five. So four or five life sentences without the possibility of parole. Either way, he's not getting out at all. So thank God. Let's see. He was moved to the ADX Florence Supermax Federal Prison, which is apparently the home of other notable criminals. So maybe we'll see them along our way on our road trip. That'd be fun. And apparently when you're a inmate at a Supermax, you spend 22 and a half hours in your cell. So that's fun. I guess he's told people that Christians sent him Bibles and trying to save his soul. I think it is beyond saving. That's just me. But he says he's not Christian. He's a Catholic. I don't know a whole lot about religion, so I don't know the difference. I'm okay. I'm a good person, so that's how I live my life. Good for you. Be religious. Have at it. I'm good. Not to condone anybody. Not to look down on any religion or look down on any non-religion. It just isn't for me. And maybe that's because I never grew up with it. Maybe I would love it if I gave it a try, but I'm good. So that is Eric Rudolph. So he is a terrorist and in jail for the rest of his life and possibly three to four more lives. Awesome. So that was my first one, my first episode. Yay! Not as bad as I thought it would be, but like I said, this is my first attempt. It is probably all over the place. I will get some better equipment, some better note-taking that you won't hear me flipping through pages. Hopefully the dog didn't cause too much of a ruckus. Like I said, pictures from today's episode will be put on Instagram, States of Decay, at States of Decay. Give us a listen on Spotify and Anchor. That's all we are right now. Hopefully we'll get some more platforms. Give us a listen. Give us a follow. Let me know what you think. Bad, good, whatever it is. I need to know. I need to know how to make myself better. I take criticism semi-well, so try to be nice. Let me know. Give us an email. Give us a shout at States of Decay Instagram. If you have a suggestion for your state or any state, I don't care if it's the last one on the list. I want to hear. What do you want to hear? Let me know. Give us a follow. Give us a listen. We are on Anchor, Spotify, and Instagram right now. I'll be setting up a Facebook page soon so we can like me on there. Thanks for listening. Thank you.